Roadmap with Robots, the podcast for news and views on robotics. Hi, I'm Sabine.
And I'm Amanda. Welcome to the 71st episode of Robots.
The Robots podcast will be looking at national funding strategies and priorities in robotics throughout the world, covering Asia, America, and Europe. Today in particular, we'll be talking to an expert and leading figure in Japanese robotics, Tomomasa Sato, who will give us insight into the Japanese robotics roadmap for the past, present, and future. But first, as always, let's listen to the latest news in robotics from Christine.
Thanks, Sabine. U.S. company Willow Garage has announced the winners of their 3D Connect contest. The first prize was taken by a program that allows you to create your own touch-sensitive controls by simply drawing some buttons on a piece of paper seen by your Microsoft Kinect, and then use them for anything really. The submitted video shows the buttons configured as a soundboard. Other prizes were awarded for using the Kinect for quadrotors and teleoperation. A real-time color 3D mapping tool and an automatic calibration tool were awarded prizes as the most useful programs. In other news, the funny yellow dancing robot Keep On of YouTube fame will finally be available in a toy version. The toy version will look the same as the current research version, which is used as a telepresence tool for autism research and therapy. However, unlike the research version, which is priced at $30,000 apiece, the toy version will retail for a mere $40. For now, it's not completely clear what the toy robot will be able to do, but according to the BeepBot's press release, it will maintain the reactivity to touch and its ability to listen to music, detect the beat, and dance in a perfect rhythm. For more on these and other news, have a look at the robot's website at www.robotspodcast.com.
Professor Tomomasa Sato received his Bachelor, Master, and PhD degrees in Mechanical Engineering from the University of Tokyo. After completing his PhD, he joined the Electrotechnical Laboratory of the Ministry of Industrial Science and Technology. In 1991, he then moved to the Research Center for Advanced Science and Technology of the University of Tokyo, where from 1998 onwards he was professor of the Department of Mechanoinformatics, where he directed the Intelligent Cooperative Systems Laboratory.
His research interests include intelligent machines and intelligent environments. He's an active member of the IEEE Robotics and Automation Society, Japan Society of Mechanical Engineers, Society of Instrument and Control Engineers, and Robotics Society of Japan, which he presided from 2007 to 2008. He also led the creation of the Academic Roadmap on Robotics. He's currently a project manager for intelligent robot projects supported by the Ministry of International Trade and Industry, otherwise known as MITI.
Sato-san, hello, and welcome to the Robots Podcast.
Yeah, hello.
Can you tell us more about the Japanese roadmap for robotics?
There are two kinds of roadmaps in Japan. One is the roadmap by the academy, and another one is the roadmap by the industry, Industrial METI, Ministry of Economy and Trade and Industry. And in academic roadmap, they say that there are two directions in the robotics field, but they deal with 100 years of robotics, 50 years of history, and 50 years in the future. And in the future chapter, they say that the robot will have two directions. So one direction is the robot will go into the society or embedded into the society, And another direction is the robot will go into the human body. So it's a kind of cybernetics. So the robot technology will be implemented into the human body. So these are the two fundamental orientations they predict in the future. And as for the Industrial Academic Roadmap, as I told you, METI is responsible for that roadmap, creating and updating. And in that roadmap, they says, or they pointed out the importance of the platform of robot and also the technology of robot. And so main discussion are devoted to the platform part and robot technology part. And as for the robot platform, they deal with the platform of hardware and the platform of software and also the platform of the environment. And as for the robot technology, a robot can be divided into many robot technologies, and they call it as RTs. And these RTs will be utilized in the future in our daily life. So these are the overview of two roadmaps.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned METI. So how exactly does METI communicate the robotics roadmap to diverse academic institutions and private institutions in Japan?
Yes. METI provided financial support to overview the robotics field in terms of academic roadmap. And three academic fields were involved in that project. One is the Robotics Society of Japan, and also the Society of Artificial Intelligence and Human Engineering. Three academic parties were involved in constructing that academic roadmap.
Right. Can you maybe give us an idea about roughly how much money Japan spent on robotics in 2010?
It's very difficult to say exactly, but roughly I think that will be $60 billion. Mm. And that is mainly in academic or governmental financial support. And we don't know exactly what is the industrial or private sectors.
Okay, because these funding sources are managed by the institutions themselves. Is that why you don't know how much money comes in from private institutions? Or
Yes, so private institutions were sponsored by government and companies, so it will be rather difficult to estimate.
Okay, but it could be that the total amount spent is much more than these $60
billion. Yes, I believe so.
Right. So how much of the total research on robotics in Japan is done at universities, and how much do you estimate is done within private institutions?
Yes. Probably half of them were made by academic field or universities, and half of them were made by the private sectors.
Right.
And in some company, they are doing research supported by governmental funding.
Mm-hmm. Are there different robotic trends? Is there a clear separation between what kind of robotics is done in academic institutions and what is done in industry, or do they all kind of collaborate in the same domains?
Yes. As you know, manufacturing companies are very keenly doing research on industrial robot.
Mm-hmm.
And they spend a lot of money to the industrial robot. But in the academic field, they are dealing with service robot, non-industrial robot. So these are the differences between universities and industrial parties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, and another difference, yes, so these are the differences.
Right. Do you think that there is one field in robotics in Japan which receives most attention and thus also a larger proportion of the money which is spent?
Yes. As I told you, the METI created the roadmaps of industrial side. And in that roadmap, they pointed out the importance of the robot platform. And the main feature of Japanese robotics research activities dealing with robot infrastructure or robot platform. So, for example, in METI, they started from 1998, they started research on humanoid robot, and that is the robot hardware platform. And from 2002, they started the RT middleware project. That was the software platform. And later, from 2005, they started the project of advanced robot basic element, such as ear, eye, or controller of the robot. And from 2007, they are dealing with intelligent RT middleware. So that is the platform of software. And also, Japanese Council of Science and Technology Policy are dealing with the creating the platform of environment. That can be said as the robot infrastructure. So, as I pointed you out, Japanese researchers are very keenly paying attention of the platform side of robotics, in addition to the application area. So that is the main difference, I believe, the robot research from European or American countries.
So for historical reasons, do you think that humanoid robotics is a center part of your attention, and do you think it'll, if it is the case, do you think it'll stay that way?
Yes. There are lots of researchers in Japan dealing with humanoids, but that is not the central issue. So that is just a part of robotic research in Japan. And humanoid is regarded as a very nice platform of integrating variety of technologies. So they METI started the humanoid project from 2002. And from that stage, there are lots of Japanese researchers dealing with humanoids. But that is not the only research activities.
There seem to be significant differences in the goals and funding of robotics in Japan versus maybe other Asian countries and also Europe and the United States in general. Do you have an opinion on why this could be the case? Why the developments have gone in different directions?
Yes. In general, Japanese people regard as the human being as a part of nature. So that means human and robot is a part of nature. And we also think or feel familiarity to the robot. And so, as you know, in Japanese factory, industrial robots are named by human name. So we feel very familiarity with the robot. That is the main difference from other countries. And that is also the main driving force of robotics research in Japan. And also, so robotization of human or robotization of daily product and also the robotization of our environment are very naturally accepted in Japan. That's why we have a lot of research activities in terms of robot platform or robot infrastructure. Historically speaking, there are much differences among America or European and Japanese researchers. At the beginning, there are lots of researchers in cognitive science or scientific field who are involved in European countries. And in U.S., computer science people were involved. And in Japan, mechanical engineering people were involved. So mechanism-driven research are very specific, or that is the feature, or one feature of Japanese robotics research. So that's why we have a lot of humanoid project or humanoid researchers in Japan.
Yes, indeed. So it is actually very evident that the Japanese society exhibits a very large acceptance of technology in general and this acceptance of technology within our daily lives. So do you think, from a historical point of view, that the Japanese ancient karakuri automaton, those mechanized puppets which existed since the 17th century, were a kind of route to this development of robotics interleaved with Japanese society? Do you think that this might have been the start of accepting mechanized technological items in our daily lives as a part of what and who we are? Do you think that that might have been a route?
Yes. That has some connection with robotic researches in Japan. As I explained to you, Japanese people regard a human as a part of nature, and we regard the human being, also machine, is a part of nature. So in ancient age, people also have very familiar feeling to the machine, the karakuri machines.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Atom Boy was created, a cartoon was created based upon that cultural background.
Mm-hmm.
So many Japanese researchers read a lot of cartoons or Atom Boy, so they feel very familiarity with the robot. So that is the basic driving force of Japan, Japanese robotics society, research field.
It seems to me that one of the major differences also in your culture versus other cultures is that you have a certain respect and you trust these automated machines in a different way, and thus you accept them much more easily within your daily lives. Is this true?
So the machine or mechatronic system is our, our companion. So we regard the robotization of car is acceptable, and we also regard the robotization of car is very useful in our future. And so we feel that the RT is very important component in the future daily life commodities.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are very much trying hard to implement robot technology into our daily life commodity products, including cars or houses.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one aspect of Japanese research activities.
In your opinion, what do you think is the main axis which demonstrates the complementarity of Japan's attitude towards robotics research versus other countries?
As I explained to you, the historically speaking, computer science people were mainly involved in, started the robotics research in U.S., and scientific people started the robotic research in Europe, and mechanical researchers started robotics research in Japan. And so they are very much complementary aspect of robot itself. So I think we can cooperate very well in Europe and U.S. and Japan.
Mm-hmm. So coming to my last points, how do you see the future of robotics in Japan? What are your visions?
Yes. As I pointed to you, there will be two directions in robotics field. One is the robot into society, and the other one is robot into human body. And so in the future, a robot or robotic technology will be implemented in the society and human body. So that is very important direction, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And the role of robotics in the future?
Yes. So role of robot is, one role is assistive system for human beings. And some robot will be utilized to monitor human beings or to help, to give helping hands to the human being. And so this is one direction of robot utilization in the future. And another direction is the robot technology will be utilized in the future in terms of car or house or any other daily commodities. So robot itself should be useful in terms of assistive technology, and also robot technology can be adapted into many daily product or mechatronic systems. So these are the main roles in the future, I believe.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Sato-san, for joining us on Robots.
You're welcome.
For more information on Tomomasa Sato, have a look at our website at www.robotspodcast.com. And stay tuned for our future episodes covering robotics roadmaps.
Thanks for listening. Hope to see you in 2 weeks.
Roadmap with Robots, the podcast for news and views on robotics.